This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the packet. 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That, once again, is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, as always. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them at 800-259-9231. We're going to start things out tonight by jumping into your email box. Mark, what do you have for us?
Well, I've got an email on, I guess, teen drunk driving.
Oh, boy.
It's from Toasty. I just looked up some numbers on total adult drunk driving related fatalities versus teen alcohol driving related fatalities. Couldn't find the modern information from 2006 or 7. The trend seems to be decreasing, however. I'm taking 2003 as a worst case. There are 16,694 total alcohol-related fatalities in 2003, and there are 2,283 total teen fatalities due to alcohol in 2003.
Wait, is this in one state?
I don't think that this is nationwide.
Okay.
It doesn't say. All I'm doing is reading the email.
Got it.
I haven't looked up any of these numbers and don't know any of that. So, it's about 15, that's about 15% of, you know, the total number, 16,694.
Okay.
Of all alcohol-related fatalities involved teens in some way. That does not mean that they were drinking, just that a teen died. 15%. Do you think that all the outrage in society, there would be a higher number than that? Surely, especially since that number includes teens hit by adults and teens that were killed as passengers with drunk adults and anything, any other teen that was involved in any way. So
okay.
I decided to check the census to see what percent of the population is teenagers in the United States. Unfortunately, there's no census in 2003. So
one from 2000.
That's correct. So that isn't wholly accurate. There's 61 million people under 24 and 220 million people older than 25 and older. So that's 28% of the population is teenagers, which actually 28% of the population is under 24. Not teenagers, but anyway.
Okay.
That means 28% of the population is involved in 15% of the alcohol deaths. And I would say, you know, a teenager is somebody between the age of 13 and 19, right?
Correct.
And this is everybody from 24 to 20 plus, you know, plus the teenagers, plus 12-year-olds on down,
okay.
According to the census numbers. So, yeah, that's not really entirely accurate, but even so, let's say that it's half that number is teenagers. It seems like it's a little less than
that.
Where
are we going with all this?
Well, I don't know. He's just making a point that teens aren't as bad about drunk driving as people say.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
It means
I didn't know that. Were people saying that teens were bad about drunk driving? I didn't know they were.
Isn't that the big concern about teens drinking?
No, I thought, obviously teens are drinking, but I didn't know that. I'd never heard anybody make griping that teens were out there being drunk drivers. I'd never heard that complaint.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of concern about teens driving because they don't have that experience driving yet where you can almost go on automatic pilot like we can. We've been driving a long time. When you're a teen, you haven't been driving very long, and you have to think about things more. And if you've been drinking or doing something, or even if you're tired, you could get into a wreck a lot easier.
Yeah, all of the complaints I've ever heard about teens and driving were just about teens and driving.
Period.
Just that teens suck at it.
They aren't as good. They certainly haven't had the experience. But I don't know that if you raise the ages that it would matter that much. But it seems to matter somewhat. So anyway, 25% and...
Well, there are some areas of the country, Idaho, for instance, where I believe you can get a permit at 14,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually be driving at 15. So you'd think that they'd have more problems there, but I guess they don't.
Fewer things to hit in Idaho.
Hmm.
Yeah. 25 and older crowd, 72% is involved in 85% of the deaths. It seems teenagers are not only better at not drinking and driving than adults are, but they're better at not dying from it, too.
Interesting.
I don't like his numbers. But I wouldn't say that teens are having a huge problem with drinking and driving. Just looking at his numbers, it shows me that, you know, they're not having a huge problem.
It seems like parents are more vigilant nowadays than they were when I was a kid.
You think it's a parental factor?
Part of it, because I think there's been a lot of MAD and some of those organizations have publicized drunk driving, and teenagers tend to be more susceptible to it.
Well, there's certainly a number of teens that are out partying on the weekends, and I'm sure there's a significant number of them that will drive afterwards. I don't know. Just I find the numbers fairly interesting. I'm sure there are a number of teens that do get in drunk driving accidents. Maybe they just are more aware of it. Maybe they are more cognizant of the fact that they're going to a party, so therefore they should have a designated driver. And maybe they're just more careful.
Maybe they're just more scared.
Or maybe they're since they're less likely to drive drunk during the day, maybe there's a lot of drunk driving accidents during the day, like people that are on the job tilting back a flask or something like that. Maybe that's another factor to the large number of adult accidents, because teens are more likely to probably drink and drive when it's 2 a.m, less on the roads. Maybe that's a factor. I'm grasping at straws at this point. If you've got any input on this one, I'd like to hear from you at 800-259-9231 as to why you think teenagers might be less likely to drive drunk than someone over the age of 25.
Regardless of age, I've always liked the designated driver concept.
Mm-hmm.
And as a former bartender, I've seen that work many times.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a voluntary thing, but it's something that's gotten out there and people become more aware of that concept, and I think it has helped. It's helped me a few times.
I mean, it makes sense.
When I drink.
It makes sense. It's inevitable that you're going to hang around with people like me who don't drink. I'd make a perfect designated driver. And I think a lot of people have come to the understanding that it's probably a good idea to do these things so you can live to see your next party. I mean, that's what kids are all about, a lot of kids. They like to go to their parties.
I think you're taking his premise and running with it. From his numbers here, though, teens aren't better about driving, I would say, driunk than adults are. They are not better at driving drunk than adults are.
No way.
He's saying that. He's wrong with his numbers. I mean, I can read his numbers.
Oh, I'm not saying they're better at driving drunk.
I'm not saying...
He's just saying that they get in less drunk driving-related accidents.
He's saying that, and his numbers don't bear it out.
I thought he did. I thought he made a comparison between the number of teenagers that...
He's calling anybody under the age of 24 a teenager. And that includes a lot of people that aren't teenagers and a lot of people that don't drive, period.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's using some unfair numbers. But at the same time, I don't think there's an epidemic of teenage drunk driving. I think that although his numbers may not be correct,
the reason he was using those numbers was because he couldn't narrow it down any further.
That's the reason he's using those numbers.
Okay,
correct.
So what can you do?
He can't.
He's doing his best with the numbers he has.
He's extrapolating, but
those are still young people. People under the age of 25
are
still young people.
They sure are. But people under the age of 12 not driving.
Right.
You can't use those people in the numbers. I'm just saying that there's a lot of problems with these numbers. Unfortunately, he doesn't have he doesn't have access to all the numbers he'd like to have, and you can't draw the conclusion that he's drawing from these numbers.
Mm-hmm. How far back does he go?
It's 2003, and then he uses the census data from 2000.
Okay, so the drinking age is pretty much 21 nationwide now, but it used to be 18 in many states.
And 19.
Yeah.
Do you think who's more likely to get in an accident? Somebody who's getting drunk on a weekend, and I'm not just talking about teenagers. I'm talking about anybody. Anybody that gets drunk at a bar or a party on a weekend, or an alcoholic. Who's more likely to get into
it? I would say an alcoholic, simply because they're on the road drunk more often. It's just a guess and a stereotype. I don't know for sure, but alcoholics would probably say the amateurs are more likely to...
say that too.
What, the latter or the alcoholic?
I think the alcoholics are probably less likely to get in an accident because they do it more. They've got more practice.
Experience.
And they go slow. You see alcoholics?
They
drive slow.
That's because they have an open bottle next to them. They're going to be careful.
Don't spill.
That's right. Whereas the kids probably tend to go faster than they normally go just because they're drunk and they want to fool around with the car a little bit.
You know, if I've had, say, 2 beers and get in the car, now that doesn't put me over the legal limit generally. I would sincerely hope not. But I will find myself going a little faster than I would normally go. And, alcohol makes you go faster, marijuana makes you go slower. It's a general rule.
259-9231. If you've got more experience with us on this, maybe you're a law enforcement officer and you've seen more statistics, better statistics than what are in this email.
Now, let me finish up. He says maybe only 25 and under should be allowed to drink. It seems the focus should
silly.
Be should be cutting down about adult drunk driving rather than teens. As someone who just left their teens, it seems that numbers do not jive with adult perception of how dangerous we are. I propose teenagers are more frequently making informed, conscious decisions about their safety and what goes into their body than adults are. I would disagree with that entirely.
Interesting supposition.
Death is tragic and losing a loved one is horrible, no matter what their age or reason.
Maybe he just hung around with a more responsible group of teens, so his whole sort of world has been more responsible young people, and he just didn't hang out with those irresponsible ones, because there sure are a lot of them. 800-259-9231. Speaking of, let's continue with the young person topic. I got a couple emails from some of our younger listeners and your calls as well.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet, 8.net, toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Lots of features, all totally free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience at freetalklive.com.
Nietzsche.com. And how close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Well, check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available now at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in one of the most educated and civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche's philosophy the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at LFB.com. Laissez-Faire Books. That's LFB.com. Continuing with the emails here tonight, to start the show out with them for no reason whatsoever, but besides the fact that I've got a lot of them, and I'm way behind on them, so if you've written an email, please be patient. I will do my best to get to it one of these days. Writing from the socialist state of California, says Syphase, this morning my sister saw a U-Haul truck parked in the parking space that's technically part of the land we're renting. Now, our house is on the biggest of four pieces of land, each with a house on it, all owned by the same person.
Okay.
We have a paved driveway with a garage, etc., and some extra space where cars can be parked that isn't paved. The U-Haul truck was parked in the farthest space from the house. Also, keep in mind that none of the houses are right on the street, and that the landlord is in Arizona. Again, we're in California, this emailer is. A realtor is handling everything here, so he's got a manager for his properties. One of the tenants, let's call her Mary, was moving out, and had parked the U-Haul truck in this particular parking space, which was not adjacent to her house. Clearly, this wasn't a mistake of Mary, thinking the parking space was hers and not ours. I didn't think it was a big deal, but when my sister innocently told my mother about the truck, she went kind of nuts. She ran to the window to have a look for herself. After a few seconds of talking back and forth that I didn't hear, she told my dad that we should call the police because the truck was in our parking space. I couldn't believe my ears. Here's a paraphrased summary of the conversation. He said, "Call the police? What's a big deal? We don't even use that area." She said, "It's private property." "Well, then, if it's such a big deal, why don't you just go knock on her door and ask her to move it? You know, like good neighbors would."
Mm-hmm.
"It's private property. What if this was our old house, which was right on the street, and someone parked in the driveway? Do we go knocking on all the doors in the neighborhood?" "Well, we know whose truck it is." "We should just call the police. They can tow it away."
Man, she was in a bad mood.
Isn't that a little extreme? "No!
Yes.
How do you know that someone didn't kill someone and park the car here to hide it?" Ignoring that ridiculous comment, "Just ask her to move it. If she doesn't, or if she says it's her space..."
Sounds reasonable to me.
"Then call the realtor and have her tell Mary that it's our space. If she still doesn't move, then you can call the police." I finally convinced her to leave a note. She had me print out a note saying, "Please do not park in this space," and "This is private property," in big, bold letters. I had to convince her to let me use the word "please." Finally, she got dressed and went out to put the note. She put it under the wiper just as Mary was coming to move the truck. My mom asked her to move the truck, and Mary moved the truck. The police and the realtor were never called. If my mom had just waited 5 minutes, Mary would have moved the truck all by herself without even being asked. And even if Mary hadn't come out at the same time my mom did, knocking on the door would have gotten the same result. My mom's argument of "it's private property," while completely valid, did go a little overboard. The moral of the story, don't leave to government what you can do by yourself.
Well, I think that's good advice for people in general, but also you should walk away with, be careful with other people's private property because they might be cranky.
They might be crazy.
Yeah, might be having a bad day. I don't know whether she's crazy or what her problem was, but she's clearly was having a bad day.
And it's very clear that that his solution is right. And by the way, he ends his email by saying he can't wait to join us in the Free State. And I don't blame him. I'd want to get away from that as quick as possible as well. But yeah, be neighborly. Go and talk to someone if you've got an issue with what they've done.
Seems reasonable.
I mean, and it's clear that this woman had no interest, his mother that is, had no interest in talking to the neighbor about this.
No, she just wanted to cause some trouble.
Right, well, not only did she want to just call the police and hope that would solve the problem, you know, the one-step solution, of course, Americans typically, sort of stereotypically, always looking for that easy way out, that pill they can pop that'll solve the problem, or in this case, the one call they can make that will solve the problem, when it's not that difficult to walk next door and talk to somebody. But even when presented with that option by our very sensible listener, Syphase, she opted for a note because... What, is she embarrassed about the fact that she wants the woman to move the truck?
Yeah.
Is it that difficult?
I'm not a big fan of the note unless you don't have an option. The note should be your secondary. I think you should go talk to the neighbor if you can.
That's if someone doesn't answer the door.
Right, because
sort of
the look on your face, you can be friendly about it and say, hey, you know, for whatever reason, I don't want my grass killed. I intended to park something there. You know, whatever your reason is that you don't want somebody parking on your grass, you can tell it to them and, you know, look them in the eye while you do it, and you don't have, you know, you can kind of smile, and it diffuses the whole situation.
Sure.
A note,
it's very, very
faceless
impersonal.
And impersonal, and, you know, it can cause problems.
And see,
the thing is you know, what happens if the neighbor, now Mary, what happens if she starts looking for problems over at Syface's house?
Start leaving notes.
Well, if you're lucky, what if she decides to forego the note route and go directly to the bureaucrat route?
I don't know, but I do know that a note is very impersonal, and I would think that, not that I'm an expert on neighborly relations, I didn't know my neighbors down in Florida, but I did know the next door ones. I didn't know my two next door ones, I just didn't know them well. But I knew them well enough to where I would go over and talk to them if there was a problem. Like, the guy would have his friends come over that lived next door, and they would park in my parking area, and I had a radio show going on, and I needed my parking area. So I went over there and said, hey, you know, if it's a weekend night, it's probably not a problem. But just do me a favor and come over and ask me if you can park here from now on. And he was cool with it. You know, mm-hmm. it wasn't a big deal. I would think that the only time a note would ever be appropriate is if you had some really good rapport and you were already sort of friendly with the neighbors. Like, to where if you were in a rush, all you had time to do was leave a note or something like
that.
In that case, I could understand and see and approve of leaving a note.
Smiley faces, hearts, you know, things like that are helpful if you have to do it. You know, you don't want problems with your neighbors.
No, those are the last people you want problems
Absolutely
with.
Absolutely not, because they can cause you problems. You know, in this circumstance, the mom was righteous. And if you turn righteousness into indignation...
She was indignant.
That's where the problem comes in, though. Because at some point, she's going to do something that's against the rules, the laws, and Mary is going to have her over a barrel. Now, do you want somebody to...
Turnabout
is fair play. And do you want that in your life?
No.
You don't.
Way.
I can assure you don't.
You know, my first thought when I heard about the truck was, another person's paranoid about terrorists. Because, you hear about these stories like Timothy McVeigh and all these people, all these so-called terrorist plots and illegal immigration plots.
You'd have to be really paranoid.
No, but people think about that. That's it's what you see on
Fox
News all the time.
When I see a U-Haul truck, I think someone's moving. I never think terrorists.
Well,
there are terrorists in the back of that truck. There's a fire. There's a bomb.
That's what I would think, too. Or if I saw a truck like that, I would think somebody's moving.
Do people really think that way?
Yes, I think so. I think that people are becoming conditioned to be paranoid about that.
Heaven forbid a Middle Eastern man steps out of the truck. That would really set him off. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. On the way here, Wayne's going to tell us about Bill Gates has come out with a position on immigration.
Yes, sir.
I'm interested to hear what that's all about. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go, wiki.freetalklive.com. In fact, we'll get you straight to our wiki, and that's where there are over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean? And get interactive with it at wiki.freetalklive.com. We go straight to the phones here, actually, in a moment, after Mark tells you about the Free State Project.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for more personal freedom and less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Cato in Tennessee on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Cato.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was in Tucson, Arizona recently. I flew out of the airport there.
Okay.
After you went through the little TSA checkpoint where they checked your identification and boarding pass, they had two border guard immigration officers on the other side asking people what citizenship they were.
Really?
And yes. Yeah. And, of course, Tucson, I'm not sure exactly where. I think Tucson is about 50, 70 miles inside the United States, and there you have border guards. And I've also been in Texas. I've been through the where you have to pull off the interstate, where they have the border checkpoints. 50 miles inside the United States.
Were they just asking?
Yeah, they were just asking. I don't know if they were actually asking for papers or not. But as people would go through, they would say, because I had to go to a different. I went to the wrong terminal, so I didn't actually have to go through there, and they weren't at the terminal that I went to. I was on a different concourse. But, yeah, you'd go through, and you'd show your ID and your boarding pass to the little security person there, And then about 10 feet on further up were two immigration agents.
Could
and,
you just walk by them if you wanted to, or were they stopping everybody?
They were stopping. They were just asking people. They were stopping everybody, asking what's your nationality, what's your citizenship.
This is bizarre. I don't know what to think of that. Is it like a just like the first step towards putting up another checkpoint to where you have to actually stop and talk to these guys and show them some identification?
You know, the thing about it is, like, I've also been through the, you know, the checkpoints down in Texas that are 50 miles inside of the U.S.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, it's just, for everybody out there who wants to clamp down on the border, how are we going to do that? The way we're going to do that is we're going to start asking for papers, we're going to start having work permits, we're going to start having residency permits.
Well, we aren't going to do that. The government's going to.
Oh, yeah, the government is. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. But it's going to affect us all. It's not just going to affect the quote-unquote illegal aliens. It's going to affect every single one of us.
It sure is. I don't know how many people realize that that's what they're asking for, though there are obviously somebody, some of them who do and who apparently get pretty excited about that idea.
Yeah, and to me, those people say they're saving America. Well, you're saving it by destroying it, because you're destroying all our freedoms.
That's right.
That's how I feel.
You know, Cato, I've seen the same thing in Vermont, about 100 miles south of the border.
Yep.
It's there, too.
It sure is. Cato, any other thoughts?
Oh. Yeah, real quick, can I just ask one of his thoughts on the current housing bubble bursting and the effects that's having, the easy credit that's been available for housing, and compare that to the expansion of credit right before the Great Depression, and then all that being called in and causing the stock market crash of 1929.
That's
and
definitely.
I'll hang up now. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Cato. Okay. Appreciate it.
That's a good one, Cato. In fact, there were several stories this week. Some people have emailed me some, and some I found on my own.
It was actually in your show prep tonight, isn't
it? Yeah, it was in my show prep tonight that a lot of these subprime mortgages now are imploding. They're going into foreclosure. And then the Alt-A mortgages, which are the next step up from the really crummy ones.
Hold on. I'm not a real estate mogul. What's a subprime mortgage, before you continue the explanation?
Okay, a subprime mortgage is a mortgage for people who don't have very good credit. So it's a higher interest rate,
so
it's higher risk. It could be. That's an adjustable rate mortgage,
right,
where payment could go up if interest rates go up. The interest rates were so artificially low for so long that everybody and their brother who could fog a mirror could get a mortgage.
Right.
And what happened there was you increased by a lot, by a great amount, the demand for housing, drove the prices way up. Everybody was getting a house, whereas 10, 15 years ago, you had to have 20% down, and a lot of the banks were holding the mortgages themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they made darn well sure that you were creditworthy. But now what they're doing in the last 10 years or so, what they're doing is they're actually dumping their loans off to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which are these quasi-government agencies.
They really are. Yeah, they're government agencies.
Yeah, and they don't care how good your credit is. They just want to make the fees on the mortgage, and they just sell it off to another entity, and there's no incentive for them to really assess properly your creditworthiness. So we've got all these mortgages out there now that are going bad, and because interest rates are creeping up. And
they're going bad in that people can't pay for them anymore?
That's right, because as interest rates go up, the adjustable rate mortgage goes up, the interest rate on that goes up, and then
so
your
payments go up and up and up, and then you've only budgeted so much.
That's
what do
right.
you do?
And also, the other gotcha is that as your property values get artificially inflated, your property taxes go up, your insurance goes up,
mm-hmm.
you get squeezed from all directions, and before you know it, even if the price of your house stays the same, so the amount you're insured on is the same, you're still getting squeezed. And that's what a lot of people are experiencing now throughout the country, especially in those really inflated markets like Los Angeles, California, Florida, San Francisco, Boston, New York.
That's absolutely what you're saying is absolutely true. It even when the other houses around you are selling, your property values can still go up, especially if you'd you're not in a homestead state, like Florida, for instance. But and if you want to replace the value of the home, you've got to pay that much more. So I mean, insurance and property values do definitely
so,
go up.
Well, okay, Wayne. So you've got all these people that are essentially getting screwed on their house. They can't make the payments, so they're essentially bailing out. And the banks or the lenders or whatever, they're taking the houses, they're liquidating them. What's the latest news? I mean, what's the latest development in regards to all this? Because the last time we'd talked about it, you'd sort of identified this as a problem, and I guess it continues to be a problem, but what's new?
Well, first of all, I've been screaming off the rooftops for 2 or 3 years about this because I could see it coming. It was just so obvious to me even in 2003 that this was going on. I could see it in Florida, how crazy it was. And whenever you see a feeding frenzy in any market, whether it's stock market, housing market, whatever, you know that eventually this thing is going to crash because it's basically creating all of these misallocations of resources.
Okay.
And so anyway, right now there's all these stories out there about all these mortgages going bad, all these subprime and Alt-A, which is the next level up from a subprime mortgage. It's not a prime mortgage, but it's something in between. If you have just a little bit better credit, those are going bad as well. And you're seeing
some when you say going bad, people are defaulting on them.
Yes, people are defaulting on them. And here's the other problem, is that when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac get these mortgages, they sell bonds against these mortgages to financial institutions, insurance companies, foreign governments, pension funds. These bonds are all going to go into default as well. So it's like it's going to be a cascade of cross defaults, basically.
So what's new? I mean, this is just continuing to happen, and that's going to result in housing prices going down. I know there was some sort of news about it. Is it just more reports, essentially, is what's coming
out? Yes, there's more reports, and what it means, basically, is that the dollar is threatened, basically. The integrity of the dollar is threatened greatly, but also the economy as a whole, because don't forget, a lot of our so-called economic growth in the last 7 years has been fueled by housing prices going up and people refinancing and pulling $20,000 or $30,000 out and buying new appliances
or a new car or
new car. Yeah, vacations, all this frivolous stuff.
Because Americans live on debt.
Yes. That's what's happening.
And they're about to get caught.
Our savings rate is -1% now. It used to be hover around 10%.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
-1%. So you see where this is going. So actually there's a guy named David Walker who's the comptroller of the currency for the United States. He's sort of like the chief auditor for the government. He's not an elected official. He's actually, so he doesn't really care, but he's been going around really warning people about this.
Well, let's see. Does he have, I mean, you've got quotes from him as far as...
Yes, I do.
Let's find out what that's all about on the way here. 800-259-9231. This sounds like a bad thing, and it makes me feel bad that I'm selling my house right now, too.
Sell it.
I'm adding to it, to the lower prices, but I got to get out while I still can. 800-259-9231. Tell you how to buy my house. Coming up at 3 Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le frit.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Lots of features. It's all totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support us by voting for the show. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and it makes a big difference for us because your votes all total up to keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Last time I looked, we were at number one,
mm-hmm.
but it may not stay that way because the competition's usually pretty hot. And so what we need to do is amass as many votes as we can all month long. So if you've yet to go and vote, please do that now at vote.freetalklive.com or as soon as you get in front of a computer, that's vote.freetalklive.com. Then shoot out an email or instant message to a friend or two or three or ten and ask them to vote at vote.freetalklive.com because the higher up we are on that top ten chart, the more people are going to notice Free Talk Live, the more people will listen and discover the message of freedom and liberty. And that's a good thing. So vote. .freetalklive.com. Talking about a financial crisis, it's been building for several years now, and Wayne, you've been keeping your eye on it, and essentially, as I understand it, and if I'm wrong, please correct me, but as I understand it, a bunch of people got loans that probably shouldn't have gotten loans in this sort of feeding frenzy, as you put it, in the housing market, and they got these very high rate mortgages and or loans and or adjustable rate mortgages to where...
Well, they were low at first.
Right.
There were these real low come-on rates.
It's 1%!
Yeah. It's kind of like when you go to buy a car and they ask you what payment you can afford.
Right.
And the same thing was happening in mortgages. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people's incomes were being falsified even by the loan officers to get them in loans.
I would agree with that. They just didn't check those things.
They didn't care.
So all of this is coming to a hilt at this point because people are starting to default on their mortgages and that they can't pay the exorbitant costs that they've turned into. So they're bailing out on their houses. The houses are going back on the market at closeout rates, and that's all bringing prices down in the housing market, and that's bad.
It's just beginning. And what Cato had mentioned about parallels to the Great Depression, I would say yes. In fact, I think today it's worse. I think we're probably in the greatest financial peril as a nation than we've ever been in the history of this country. There's more debt mounted than ever before. David Walker is the Comptroller General of the Government Accountability Office, and he appeared on 60 Minutes last Sunday night. And he was discussing the federal budget outlook. Now, don't forget, there's a lot of different factors here besides mortgages in the housing market. You've got the federal budget. The whole federal government model is a broken business model. And that's going to implode, too. And they're not going to have the money to bail people out.
They'll keep printing it as fast as they can.
Well, for a while, but that'll collapse too.
Right.
You'll have hyperinflation, but then eventually people will be burning money rather than wood in their, stoves, like in Weimar Germany. That's what we're coming to.
It may be, maybe not. Is the housing market taking a hit? Yes, that's true. Who knows how far it's going to go down? There's no way to tell. The stock market had a little trouble back in 2001, but it's back up to highs above where it's ever been. It's taken a couple of hits in the last week, but I just don't expect it to.
That's as Wayne's pointed out, the stock market's not a real. It's not really something you should look at.
It's not, because that's in nominal terms. The price of everything else has gone up. See, the stock market was really, until the last 6 months, the stock market went down, then it was really flat for about 5 years. And really, it was going down because the price of everything else was going higher. So in real terms, the stock market plunged. But they disguised that by inflating. So they've doubled the money supply. Yeah, they doubled the money supply in the last 5 to 6 years.
That's true with houses, too. I mean, houses, part of the reason that houses went up was supply and demand. The other reason was because of inflation.
That's true.
Real and what they're telling us about and what
now
they're not telling us about.
Now we have inflation and the housing prices are going down, so they're not keeping up with inflation anymore.
The people were, investors were snatching up houses at that time, so you had them in the market. They're getting out of the market. They're getting, I've just still got place to live. I'll just, I'm going to have to lose some money on this investment house, but, no biggie. It's not where I live. So they're getting out of the market. That's where I feel like there's a plateau coming. That's what I see. I'm not the expert that these guys are.
Nobody can predict anything.
There's a lot There's a lot of experts, and they don't agree on this particular.
You may say that the plateau's coming, and that may be true. There might be a plateau.
It may not.
But it's only if there is a plateau, it's only going to be a plateau until the next drop.
There's no guarantee of that. People still need to live in houses.
The financial system that we have here is guaranteed to fail eventually. That much is true. I mean, all fiat currencies have failed over history. And so whether it's next year or 20 years down the line, it's going to fail. Unless they maybe bring out the Amero and try to fool everybody again.
All fiat currencies have failed, but all governments have failed. You can't plan for those sort of eventualities. You don't know when it's going to happen.
Well, you can try not to get in debt and collect as many assets as you can.
You don't want to be too deep in debt at any point, that's for sure.
Especially when deflation hits. See, during a period of inflation, debt can be, you can work with a little bit of debt.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hit deflation, if you have debt, then you're really in trouble. Because then it's harder to get the money to pay that back.
So what's this guy, the comptroller, saying? I didn't get to that point.
Well, he's been saying for a long time that the United States is a broken business model. But I guess he was on 60 Minutes last Sunday night. And he said basically his theme was simple. The government entitlement spending is like a runaway freight train headed straight at American taxpayers.
Mm,
and he singled out the Medicare prescription drug bill, which was passed by Congress at the end of 2003, as probably the most fiscally irresponsible piece of legislation since the 60s, which I agree with. That's crazy. And in the past, he's also talked about other things, but he's also talking about the level of debt that we have, and we've said this before in the show, that it's actually more than the $8 trillion that they're saying, because it's basically they're not accounting for future obligations.
Got it.
Right.
So he's saying financial disaster impending.
Yes. And that just means the government's not going to have as much money to bail people out. See, one of the things they learned in the 80s, the late 80s, the last time they had a big housing bust, was try to keep people in their houses as long as possible, even if they're defaulting. So they're going to try to work with people who are defaulting on their loans to try to keep them in there, because that way the price of houses won't plunge as quickly, and maybe some of these bonds won't default as quickly that the bonds that are sold against.
To slow the fall.
Yeah, to slow the fall, exactly. So you're going to see some of that. But it seems to be so widespread that it's a little scary right now.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments on financial matters or whatever else is on your mind, the toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. And my house is for sale down in Florida. You can check
so
it
mine.
Out
nice one.
house.freetalklive.com. That's where you want to go to take a look at the details there. If you ever want a nice little vacation home or something like that, it's only miles away from the beach, and I need to sell, so make me an offer.
It's a nice house, too.
All right, there's an update here. We'll talk about the immigration thing in hour number two, but I just spotted this over the break, and since we talked about it I think it was over the weekend, the story about the D.C. madam.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah.
Essentially, Mark, I think you did the story. There's a woman who's been busted for running a prostitution service, an outcall service, and she had threatened to release, what was it, 46 pounds full of pounds of paper, information, phone records with D.C. area phone numbers, people calling from their homes, maybe representatives, senators.
Definitely.
Elected officials, bureaucrats, people like that calling her service and essentially ordering prostitutes. Not that there's anything wrong with engaging in consensual sex for money. I don't have a problem with that. It's just that it's illegal, and these are the types of people that talk about how these things should be illegal that are making these calls.
These are the same people making the laws that are breaking the laws.
Well, here's the latest from The Smoking Gun. Federal prosecutors want to gag an indicted former D.C. madam who's recently threatened to go public with details about her former customers. A motion filed Monday in U.S. District Court. Investigators are seeking a protective order. Who are they protecting? Covering discovery material to be provided to Deborah Palfrey and her lawyers. Palfrey was indicted on racketeering and money laundering charges stemming from her operation of her escort service, which closed last summer after 13 years in business. In their motion, government lawyers claim that some discovery documents contain personal information about Palfrey's former Johns and prostitutes that is sensitive. The prosecution filing doesn't detail the nature of this confidential information, though the identity of Palfrey's D.C. customers would surely be cloaked if the protective order was signed by Judge Kessler. According to the prosecution motion, while Palfrey and her lawyers would be able to use the discovery material to help prepare for a defense, they would not be allowed to disclose the documents to anyone else, nor use the material for other purposes. Palfrey, whose assets were frozen late last year, has recently floated the idea of selling her escort business's phone records. She's also, quote, made statements that could be considered veiled threats to cause embarrassment to former customers and employees. Oh, those poor, poor politicians. What have they gotten themselves into?
Pull up your pants,
will you? Do you think their prosecutors will be able to help them out in this case? Will they be able to save them? Or will the information accidentally leak out?
Well, do they have all of her records? I mean,
I don't think they do.
She must have her records.
They're just trying to gag her. They're just trying to say, hey, you can't do that.
I hope she made copies.
Well, I think that she should be able to do whatever she wants with her records.
I agree completely. And I wonder if they've actually filed for the gag order. They haven't been granted it yet. If they filed for it, does she still have a window of time where she can just, bam, get it out the door and just sell it to somebody? Swear, oh, you just didn't gag me fast enough, guys.
Darn.
I wonder, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in this case. We'll keep you up to date on it as we learn more. 800-259-9231. On the way, immigration and Bill Gates.
Yes.
Find out what that's all about. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What is